And welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm your host, Justin Wells. With me, as always, is the man, the myth, the legend, Charlie Williams. We call him Coach Dub, and we're doing something live right now. Charlie, what seems to be the buzz? I hear there's something good happening.
Yeah, man. A lot of things are happening. You know, it didn't require a pool.
It didn't require jumping in a swimming pool. My man, that's why he's the best. Texas lands five-star edge Richard Wesley today. This is a kid out of Sierra Canyon, out of L.A., one of the high schools. I believe that's where Bronny James played, if I remember correctly. But the joke for Coach Williams, the splash was that, you know, Richard Wesley and Dan Lanning, he had committed to Oregon a couple months ago, and they did the commitment jumping into a swimming pool. And then 3 weeks later, he jumped out of the swimming pool for the Ducks, and now he's going to be swimming with the Horns. Charlie, just give us your quick takes on this kid. This is a reclassified kid, and a lot of times those kids closer to the line of scrimmage take longer to develop when they skip a grade. I don't think that's the case here. Talk to us.
Yeah, definitely. Look, this is a kid who's been on varsity since his freshman year at Sierra Canyon, a very competitive school. He has the size and the strength and ability already, so him reclassifying makes sense. A lot of them doesn't. Richard Wesley, it does. He's a complete defensive end to me. Maybe a strong side defensive end. They got to kind of hold up against the run, but he can't make no mistake about it. He can rush the passer as well with the long arms and moves to get to the quarterback, as you see there on film, causing himself getting a strip sack there. I think you get a bigger Baron Sorrell. He's very technical from a technique standpoint. He's going to set the edge very well. He's going to do all the things that you ask him to do. All the dirty work, right? Look, those guys never get enough credit, but Richard Wesley is that guy.
He is, man, and it's impressive. With this kid, again, he's one of the reclassifieds. It seems like this cycle had a bunch of those guys, and Texas was in on a handful of them. And we talked about how at the skill position, I think you can kind of get away with that. But on the D-line, the O-line, it just takes a lot longer because those guys you're going against are bigger, stronger, older, and they're more mature. But I don't get that feeling from Wesley. I don't think this is a guy that's going to take a ton of develop, you know, a ton to be ready at the college level. Matter of fact, you know, he could be on a track where Colin Simmons is going into his sophomore year this year. Then Colin Simmons has a big junior season. He leaves early. Richard Wesley could be ready to come in and make an impact his redshirt freshman year. For Alan Clark, how big is this first edge get for the guy that has really made an impression in the recruiting world for the Texas Longhorns?
Look, definitely. Alan Clark is a man of the hour right now. Well, combined with Kenny Baker, but look, your first edge commit is a five-star, right? You kept swinging. You kept going at this kid, even though he committed to Oregon. Hey, you weighed in the balance, and it was like, hey, you know, I'm going to take a chance. And you continue to recruit the kid. You get him on campus. You never know what happens. But kudos to Coach Lyle Clark, man. Staying with it, man. This is the guy who absolutely is tearing it up on the recruiting trail. Now you got somebody on the edge going next to those big uglies on the inside. And Coach Lyle Clark, shout out to you, man. That's a great pickup.
You know, and we knew Texas had a handful of commitments coming out of this weekend. There's a few of them that matter of fact, that haven't gone public. But we'll be honest, we didn't know about this one. This one was a bit of a surprise to us. And that should comfort Texas fans, because there's actually a good handful that are ready to jump into this class. Where does Texas go now at edge? We think the number's probably three. Where do you think Texas goes now? They just had Trenton Henderson on campus. Jamarian Carlton was in the house a couple weekends ago. Landon Barnes at Duncanville got offered late spring. He's in the mix. Where do you see Texas going in Lyle and Clark at this stage?
Yeah, definitely. Look, like I said, I think you have your true strong side defensive end here. Then you can go get you one of those really quick twitch guys on the other, and all the guys that you mentioned can get after the quarterback and go. But I think they're interchangeable, right? So you can go get some guys you can kind of mix and match. If you play a heavy run team, you're recruiting guys for that. But if you got guys who like a team that likes to go five wide and pass the ball a lot, then you're recruiting guys for that as well with your great Xavier Griffin, Jalandon Barnes, and Jamarian Carlton. Like, those guys can flat out get after the quarterback. So it doesn't matter. I think the staff really gets it. They're recruiting guys that can match up against any kind of offense that they face. And that's exactly what you want. They're adding depth, great depth at doing it.
That's the biggest thing is I think they have something to sell right now. They watched the pass rush last year. They don't just see Colin. They see Ethan Burke. They see Colton Vosick. Yep. They see Trey Moore. They see a really good group of young edge guys. And then you got Smith the Rogbo. You've got the big edge in Buck, Lance Jackson. And so I think they're just restocking the cupboard. so to speak. And here's the thing. Look, you know, people have been asking about, you know, how much player coaches and schools and programs are spending on certain players. Look, Texas is very judicious. They have a formula for who they spend and what they overspend. And they're going to focus on guys like edge, like quarterback, offensive tackle, defensive line. So I think this can be, you know, I think it's safe to say Richard Wesley probably did really well in the NIL game because Texas, that's what they're doing at those major positions. They're focusing on those guys. Come check us out at InsideTexas.com. We've got some of the latest coming up. I know Charlie's going to have an eval on Wesley coming up quick. I know Joe Cook is working on a story behind the scenes as well. Hey, you and I have caught up with a bunch of these recruits over the last, you know, 5 or 6 hours. I talked to Dia Bell, Tyler Atkinson. You had some stuff on James Johnson. You know, what was the vibe just from you talking, just not to the players, but to the sources? What's kind of been your vibe about this last OV weekend in Austin?
You know what? It's consistent. It's the culture around Texas. It's the guys already on the team. Like, that's the biggest selling point. The coaches, they are going to give you almost the same pitch, but it's the culture. It's the guys currently on the team that gives you a real look, the real insight of how it goes down every single day. Those are the guys that's winning over a ton of these recruits. It's been around being one of the guys, getting to see the everyday life as a Longhorn, from a student athlete, the facility, the training room. Academic side is a big piece as well. So these families are looking at Texas as a complete package. Not only are you winning on the football field, you're going to the playoffs, the semifinals, you're setting my kid up for 40 years down the road. And that sticks out more than anything.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's – we have written about how Alan Clark has been so instrumental in building those relationships just because of the genuine personality, the authentic sense side of him that really resonates. I know something else. We got to pay a few bills. So my man in the background, Connor, go ahead and drop that ad.
Hi, guys. Sorry to interrupt. But if you're thinking about buying or selling a home in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, you need to contact Josh Holden. The Metroplex is massive, and the local real estate market is full of nuances and subtleties only an experienced agent like Josh can help you navigate. From Preston Hollow to Highland Park, uptown to old East Dallas, Josh will be there to guide you through the process of buying or selling your home. Now, Josh is a UT grad, a lifetime Texas X. He's reliable, savvy, and from a personal perspective, he's a really great guy to chat with. So why don't you give him a call and chat with him today about your real estate needs in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. His number is 972-917-8081. That's 972-917-8081. Or you can reach him at his website, which is joshholdenrealestate.com. All the contact details are in the description below. Thanks so much. And back to the show.
And back to the show. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. After decommitting from Oregon, do you feel like this recruitment will stick? That's a good question, man.
That's Charlie, a great question.
You start with that one, and then I'm going to come in for the save.
You know, even before he committed to Oregon, Texas thought they had a chance. They were always kind of hanging in the background. So, to me, I think the opportunity, the roadmap at Texas, I think he sticks here. I think it's, like I said, it's the complete package. You got Alan Clark. Look, you're his first commit. You're his guy. He's bringing you in under him. I think that says a lot from the political side of it. Like, hey, you're my guy. I'm going to make sure that you see the field. You're going to play under me. I'm going to develop you because, personally, I'm investing into you. My name's attached to you. Forever. I'm your first guy coming under me. So I think it sticks. You got your NIL and you got Texas winning. What else could you ask for? So to me, I think he sticks.
I think he does too. And I'll tell you why, because I do think NIL was an important component of this recruitment. And I know a lot of fans want to say, well, they're all important with NIL. No, they're really not. Some very important, some a little important, some really not that important at all. Every recruitment is a little bit different. With Wesley, I think it is important. And I think a lot of times when they get those questions answered from that in that arena of NIL and how you can help the player off the field, once Texas gets you in, you're in.
Yeah.
You don't see kids decommitting from Texas once everything with NIL gets settled and accepted and things of that sort. They do that really well. And that's why Steve Sarkisian and those guys are so good about maintaining classes, because it's similar to the Vodney Cleveland commitment yesterday. Man, yeah. That feels like 2 weeks ago. That happened less than 24 hours. That happened 24 right. hours ago, Charlie.
Yeah.
And people were asking us the same thing with Vodney. You know, he was a former Alabama commit. Once everything gets answered from the NIL side with Texas, you don't see Texas really losing anybody. They dang sure don't lose. They don't get flipped or decommitted. And so we feel confident right now, but we want to get closer to Wesley. We want to go talk to him. We kind of want to get more there so we can have a better answer for that. But it's been a fun weekend. They did it big. This wound up being the biggest weekend that they were hosting. I think they had 20, 21 kids. They actually offered one of Wesley's teammates, Curry, another defensive player out of Sierra Canyon, while he was there. I thought that went over well. He's a 2027 target, I believe. Okay. And so this has been a big weekend. What's your biggest takeaway from everything we've learned so far?
Honestly, I wrote about this earlier in the week. This week, this official visit weekend was going to be the closer. Like, this is the one you save it for. The very last official visit of the season, you go out with a bang. Honestly, and I feel like the Texas staff done that. Now, they did a great job in week 1, 2, and 3, you know, an official visit. But this one here, this is the closer. This is the one you bring out all the big guns. This is the finale. And I feel like Texas just did a great job. I mean, bringing everybody in. And Texas just doesn't make the players feel included. They make the families feel included. I think they do such a great job in giving everybody inclusive. When they put them up in the Four Seasons, like, it's just a wonderful time. Like, there's no better place to be than Austin, Texas. You know, that's the place I want to live. I've always said it. Like, who turns down Austin, Texas? No one, right? And so you got football, you got Austin, Texas, live music, capital of the world, but greatest food, man. Come on, what else could you ask for?
Hey, man, you nailed it. I think my biggest takeaway, I got to catch up with Dia Bell as he was boarding his plane. That's the 5-star quarterback. That kid is working. You know, every quarterback that joins a class, fans and media always ask him, are you the leader of the class? Are you going to build it out? Dia does this religiously. Like, he is so ingrained in this big board for Texas for 2026. He reaches out to these guys on a regular basis. It's a big deal for these guys. And Dia Bell absolutely loved this weekend. He said, you know, it was work as usual. It was you know, getting with the commits, making sure they're all on the same page. He said the buy-in there is huge. The vibe is great. And he said sometimes that'll overlap with some of the other guys that they're in on. I think they're in a great spot with linebacker Kosi Akpala leaving this visit. I think they're in an even better spot with Calvin Thomas leaving this visit. I'm curious about Trenton Henderson, curious about Carlton and Barnes and how that works itself out. We're going to have an update about that at InsideTexas.com. Come see us there. But hey, thank you for making us a part of your day. Richard Wesley, 5-star edge, commits to Texas today after his official visit. I don't even think he's home yet. This is a big get. I think he's the number 4 rated edge in the country. Big joker out of Sierra Canyon out in L.A. This was a big one, Charlie. And look, it was already a great weekend before this happened. Now, we got some good stuff to write about. And Texas fans, please remember, you know, it's June. And so you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But trust me, Texas will get the guys they essentially want, even if they have to wait till later in the cycle to flip them. And so we sure do appreciate you. This actually puts Texas in the top 10 in June. And let me tell you, Texas coaches don't care about recruiting rankings. We do. We love this stuff. Fans eat it up. But I got to tell you, if you're Texas and you're sitting at number 10 in June, that's a little different than usual. That's a little different than normal. We're used to that ranking jumping up around October, November, December. But now, Texas decided to grab Wesley. He is their second 5-star in this class. As you can also see, the 4-star Jermaine Bishop, who plays like a 5-star in that picture as well. Hey, and there's some teams on this list that Texas has on the schedule. There's some teams on that they could change up a few things over the course of this 2025 season, and I think that's going to really tell the tale as well. And so, again, thank you for making us a part of your day. Thank you for joining us on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com. Come see us. It really is a great time to hang out with us. Get along. We have the absolute best community and membership. They really do take care of each other, and it's such a fun thing to be around. You win some, you lose some in the recruiting world in June and July. They're going to take they're going to take a few on the chin in the next few weeks, and they're going to grab a couple in the next few weeks. It's kind of the ebb and flow of the cycle. But I think Sark is at a point now where you don't have to worry so much. Right. I think they know back-to-back semifinal playoff spots, number 1 class in 2025. Texas is going to be just fine. Charlie, Always a pleasure to see your face and that beautiful smile.
Hey, man. Excited, man. Hey, this is good. Let's go. Just beginning. Right. We're briefing. Here we go.
Let's get back to work. Come see us at InsideTexas.com. And thank you for joining us on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.